Welcome to this reading of Christmas Trees from the Reformation Advocate, June 1874. This Reformation audio resource is a production of Stillwater's Revival Books. Many free resources, as well as our complete mail order catalog containing classic and contemporary Puritan and Reform books, CDs, and much more at great discounts, are on the web at www.puritandownloads.com. Also, please consider, pray, and act upon the important truths found in the following quotation by Charles Spurgeon. As the Apostle says to Timothy, so also he says to everyone, give yourself to reading. He who will not use the thoughts of other men's brains proves that he has no brains of his own. You need to read. Renounce as much as you will all light literature, but study as much as possible sound theological works, especially the Puritanic writers and expositions of the Bible. The best way for you to spend your leisure is to be either reading or praying. And now to SWRB's reading of Christmas Trees, which we hope you find to be a great blessing, and which we pray draws you nearer to the Lord Jesus Christ. For he is the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by him. Gospel of John, chapter 14, verse 6. Christmas Trees. From the Reformation Advocate, June 1874. Now, when people know by whose authority they are forbidden to marry, and commanded to abstain from meats, that thereby they may reach a high degree of holiness, they think there is no danger of their subjection to such bondage. Yet it is a fact that many, even of the most accomplished in society, especially females, are voluntarily putting their necks under that galling yoke. True, neither the Pope nor earthly parents are now in the practice of forcing celibacy as formerly. The Romish Church cannot prevail with the civil potentates to execute her cruel mandates in this and other respects, as in past generations. The thunders of the Vatican have long ceased to terrify the human conscience. It may not always be so. In the meantime, what Rome cannot do by coercion, she will still attempt to accomplish by blandishment and example. An ignorant mind and a guilty conscience constitute a fit subject on which to engraft superstition, for superstition implies belief without evidence, implicit faith, mere imagination. But God requires a reasonable service as well as the obedience of faith. Romans 12:1 and 16:26. Satan beguiles through subtlety. Whence came Christmas trees? To answer geographically, we think that they have been imported chiefly from Germany, not the trees literally, but the superstition associated with them. We have read of English popish ceremonies obtruded on the Church of Scotland in the 17th century and enforced upon a reluctant people by ecclesiastical and civil penalties. In this free country, we do not need coercion. We willingly entertain these superstitious observances and lying vanities. It is certain that these evergreens are not designed to commemorate the Savior's triumphant entrance into Jerusalem when branches were strawed in the way. For Christmas, the fabled time of our Savior's birth, is associated with them. In the mythical personage Santa Claus, a name too familiar to juvenile ears, we are led beyond the Christian era to the period of pagan idolatry. To render Christianity more acceptable to heathens, their rites were brought into the church. When we combine Santa Claus, Christ, and the Mass, we have an epitome of popery, and so Satan's caricature of Christianity. But it may be said, these superstitious associations are not connected with the said trees in the minds of Protestants, and therefore no harm can result. It is a matter of mere amusement for children. What does the juvenile mind know or care about anything but the sweetmeats and so forth? Doubtless to children, the candies and other eatables are part of the attractions, but these are equally so at other times. Do not the children see and hear excitement in the conduct and the language of children of larger growth on the approach and on the day of annual festivity? Yes, they do. And what is it that is so exhilarating to adults? Is it the birth of the Savior of the world? No, for the end of that mirth with many is the indulging in riot and drunkenness. Did the reader ever inquire at the oracles of God whether Christ instituted any memorial of his birth? Perhaps not. Well, did he appoint memorials of his death? Oh, yes, and we may assure ourselves that he, in his wisdom and love, has appointed the most important and suitable memorials to nourish the graces of his disciples till he come. The Holy Sabbath, the Lord's Supper, and baptism are all the memorials of redemption work completed in his death, which he deemed proper to appoint. And it will always be found that those who evidence least regard to these are most forward to patronize substitutes for them. They who regard lying vanities forsake their own mercy. The youthful mind and heart are most susceptible of deep and lasting impressions, and when thus early trained and habituated to superstitious observances, become fit objects for subsequent cultivation by the Romish priesthood. Obsta principiis, resist the beginnings, is a good maxim here as in other evils, a maxim which parents, ministers, and elders would do well to exemplify.
Stillwater's Revival Books is now located at puritandownloads.com. It's your worldwide online Reformation home for the very best in free and discounted classic and contemporary Puritan and Reformed books, MP3s, and videos. For much more information on the Puritans and Reformers, including the best free and discounted classic and contemporary books, MP3s, digital downloads, and videos, please visit Stillwater's Revival Books at puritandownloads.com. Stillwater's Revival Books also publishes the Puritan Hard Drive, the most powerful and practical Christian study tool ever produced. All thanks and glory be to the mercy, grace, and love of the Lord Jesus Christ for this remarkable and wonderful new Christian study tool. The Puritan Hard Drive contains over 12,500 of the best Reformation books, MP3s, and videos ever gathered onto one portable Christian study tool. An extraordinary collection of Puritan, Protestant, Calvinistic, Presbyterian, Covenanter, and Reformed Baptist resources. It's fully upgradable and it's small enough to fit in your pocket. The Puritan Hard Drive combines an embedded database containing many millions of records with the most amazing and extraordinary custom Christian search and research software ever created. The Puritan Hard Drive has been produced to assist you in the fascinating and exhilarating spiritual, intellectual, familial, ecclesiastical, and societal adventure that is living the Christian life. It has been specifically designed so that you might more faithfully know, serve, and love the Lord Jesus Christ, as well as to help you to do all you can to bring glory to His great name. If you want to love God with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind, then the Puritan Hard Drive is for you. Visit puritandownloads.com today for much more information on the Puritan Hard Drive and to take advantage of all the free and discounted Reformation and Puritan books, MP3s, and videos that we offer at Stillwater's Revival Books.